Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. It is the 18th day of June 2019. Fabulous producer Rob Center on the other side of the glass. Matt Cotrillo's in the newsroom. Two items he says are headlining the road report. One, Route 54 is open in Riverside. The rail crossing work is done. And there's a tree down on Route 147 in Lower Augusta Township slowing traffic. It is not listed as blocked at this time. In the studio with us now is Diane Weller. I first met her when the Soroptimists held their Dream It, Be It conference recently for adolescent girls. And it really helps young women trying to get their feet really under them and maybe learn to be a little bit more assertive and help them make decisions and a wide range of other topics. But Dream It, Be It is the real deal when it comes to helping girls. But she is the head of Diane Weller Coaching. She is a life coach, and she's offering a number of free services to the individuals who have been let go by Woodmote. So, Diane, welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Mark, and thank you for having me here.
I do appreciate it. How did the idea of some free services for this particular group of individuals evolve? Where did you get the idea?
So, you know, my heart just really goes out to these individuals. As we all know, many of them, this has been their life the last 20, 30 and more years. Before founding my business, Diane Weller Coaching, I was with my last employer for 24, and I understand. It really becomes your life, your family. And these individuals are hurting, I'm sure. And so I just really wanted to reach out, help in the ways that I can. And I understand times are really tough currently. And mm-hmm. So that's the reason I'm offering both free and very low fee offerings to the displaced from Woodmote.
All right, well, let's start even further back then. What is Diane Weller Coaching?
Oh, well, thank you. Good question. So, as you mentioned, life coach, more accurately, a personal and business coach. I am currently specializing in career identity and transition. Along with my coaching practice, my second line of business is I am a professional writer, working mostly in the area, again, of career documents. Resume, rewrites, LinkedIn profile, so forth. And between the career coaching and the writing of your professional documents, this is just part of the outplacement services that Diane Weller Coaching provides.
Right, and resume writing, has that evolved over the years? I mean, I would remember back in college, I learned how to write a resume. So what has changed on resume writing since then?
I'm glad you asked that question, Mark. Absolutely, things change. And the unfortunate thing is, what I see mostly today is resumes that do look like they were written back in the times of college or high school. Some of the really important things today are, first of all, that you use those keywords in your, highlight the keywords in your resume that will be picked up by the applicant tracking systems, ATSs. Today, many companies use an applicant tracking system, meaning you submit your resume, it goes through that piece of software before being seen by human eyes.
So just like we put tags on our posts, your resume's got to have some keywords and context so that the search device finds it.
Exactly. And I would say that the second most critical piece is your resume really needs to set you apart from the hundreds, perhaps thousands of other candidates out there vying for the same type of positions. The best way to set yourself apart, and this is where I see resumes really lacking, they do not speak to the impact or the results of your work. Too often a resume looks like a job description alone. describing the tasks you have done in your prior work. Again, your more unique, your more compelling story needs to come out in your resume that really shows the results of the work that you have done.
All right, so Diane Weller Coaching, that's the kind of thing that you would offer to anybody, and generally speaking, in a commercial setting. But in this particular case, you're offering not only that piece of advice that you just distributed on the radio, 100% free, so there goes $20 right there, but to Woodmode workers. You have some opportunities coming up, so tell us about those.
Yes, so for Woodmode workers, and actually this free item I'm going to mention to anybody out there interested in learning more about the services of Diane Weller Coaching, I always give a free consultation so that one can learn more about my services and how I can help. Specifically for the displaced of Woodmode, I am offering three free coaching sessions that is going to focus on the transition and change that these folks are going through, specifically helping them to overcome obstacles, making clear decisions, building confidence, and so forth. So again, that is three free coaching sessions. Can happen in person or by phone. Secondly, at very low fees, I am offering a job transition package, or what I refer to as a career transformation package. A little bit more work going into the career transformation package, and folks should feel free to contact me for more information about those special packages. Also, I ask Woodmode employees to follow me on my Facebook page. I am looking to do a free teleconference coming up in the near future. Just talking and, you know, giving these folks an opportunity to learn more about how coaching can help.
You do a teleconference, so you're working on the telephone. Is that how you often work with clients, is telephonically?
Most all times. It is actually the most popular, not only popular, but most effective method of working in a coaching engagement. The first and the foremost benefit for the coaching client is that when you're working with your coach via phone, you can be in your own space, in the comfort of your own space. And when your coach is asking you questions and digging a little bit deeper to provoke more thought, you don't have your coach looking over your shoulder.
Can't see me squirming, I guess.
Exactly. Or just sitting in that space of deep thought.
Okay. And so that's how you do most of your coaching, is by teleconference anyway. So this would be nothing new for individuals from Woodmode who opt to take you up on some of the free services that you're offering. I have to think that probably life coaching and job coaching is something that everybody should do at some point. Would that not help you? If you're like me, and at this point I'm planning to stay here, you know, for the next year at least, but might even help you be a better worker, better employee, or just more content or something?
Absolutely. And I'd first like to remark that you asked the question, you know, should everyone consider a job coach, a life coach? Should is actually a word that I have removed from my vocabulary, as most coaches have. When you think about it, should is very judging. What I will say in response to your question, however, is, you know, coaches help us to get unstuck from wherever we're stuck in life, whether it's career, finances, relationships, spirituality. You mentioned greater contentment. You know, folks are not content. When I worked with my first coach about 5 years ago, that is exactly what I was seeking. I was turning 50 at the time, and just wanting to know more about who Diane Weller is and being more content with where I was. So absolutely, a coach can help you in all of these areas to move you forward and move you toward greater contentment. And I would just encourage, folks to think about it sooner rather than later. Later when they reach the point of total burnout.
All right, we're almost out of time, but is there any immediate advice you have for the folks that work at Word Mode?
I do. Three points of advice here. The reason I say three, studies show that we don't remember more than three things at a time. So three pieces of advice. Believe that you are worthy of whatever you want. Worthiness is our birthright. Second piece of advice, map your work and your career first to your natural talents and then to your learned skills and knowledge. Which I mean by natural talents, those God-given gifts that we all have. It's not learning, not what we learned in college, not our academic knowledge. I encourage you to check out the book StrengthsFinder 2.0. This is an assessment where you can learn more about your natural talents. When you're working in a space where you can capitalize on those natural talents, this is when your work truly feels like play.
And the name of that book again?
StrengthsFinder 2.0.
StrengthsFinder. Okay, fabulous. And your interests might follow your talents as well. So you're going from interest and talents and then eventually into the fact that, hey, I'm a heck of a diesel mechanic. All right, so maybe that isn't really your strength or your talent. It's just some knowledge that you happen to have.
There you go.
Third piece of advice. We have 30 seconds.
And last piece of advice. This, what I refer to as a life equation, E plus R equals O. Event plus response equal outcome. For the Woodmode employees, an event has occurred in their life. They have unfortunately been let go of their jobs. How you choose to respond to that event is going to determine your outcome. If you slip into denial, stay in a place of feeling lost, your outcome will be very different than if you proactively and positively seek help.
Diane Weller Coaching.com on Facebook, Diane Weller Coaching. Do as I've done, and that's already there's already some information there for individuals from Woodmode. You can help people with LinkedIn. That's a whole other science. We're going to have that conversation on another day. Diane Weller Coaching, and the phone number is 570-765-2344. Diane, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for all the free opportunities you're offering for the Woodmode workers.
And thank you again, Mark. It's been a pleasure.